Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 2, 2021. A person under the creator's control. Question: there are great villains in the world like Hitler and Stalin. There is a feeling that there is an invincible force behind them as if it were the creator, and then they lose this power. Why do things happen this way? Answer: if a person is not led to connection with the creator, he is simply managed by the upper force, especially such great negative people like Hitler and Stalin, or great positive people. A person has no control over this. From the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, all of humanity is enslaved. They are operated by animal egoism, except for those who reach contact with the creator or who want to be aimed at this contact. So, we cannot demand anything from them. After all, they do not know how to act, how upper providence manages them, and why they are forced to do things one way or another. Of course, the evil they can inflict on the world must be limited, but we cannot condemn them for that. We need to show and explain to them how to correctly reveal the true force of nature that manages us, so that we will reveal it. We cannot relate to them differently. I understand that on the corporeal level you may hate them and might be ready to destroy them and cannot wish them anything good. But on the other hand, we need to understand that a person is enslaved and controlled by the forces that the Creator inserts into a person that operate in him. A person is the creation of the Creator. Only if, in addition to the terrible attributes the Creator has given a person, one acquires the method of correcting these attributes, which means the ability to correct them, is it possible to ask and to demand from such a person, "What have you done with what you have received? Do you implement the method of correction? Do you use it correctly under the conditions you were given?" But if a person has not been given the conditions to correct himself, how can you demand anything from him? If we look at the world from the perspective of the wisdom of Kabbalah, we need to relate to this person differently. We need to see such people as the creation of the Creator. We all have the basic attributes that we did not choose. We did not choose where to be born, how to be brought up, etc. Perhaps I also would like to have been born and raised in a different family, in a different society, in a different country, at a different time. No one can choose that, so why should anyone come to me with a complaint, "Why do you do things one way and not another?" I do it because this is how I was brought up and this is how the attributes that the Creator has given me developed, that is all. This is the reason that the wisdom of Kabbalah guides us to a totally different perception of reality, so that we will not have any complaints to anyone but to ourselves. Do you want to correct the world? Aim at the Creator and try, demand, ask, and act through him to correct the world. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 21, 2019. Michael Leitman, on Quora: if you could give one piece of knowledge that you have to everyone in the world, what would you choose? Anything, as long as it is something specific. We began developing in our ego 6,000 years ago. This ego constantly pushed us to develop and severed us from the truth. In the past, like animals, we were connected with nature and instinctively carried out its laws. However, our ego separated us from nature. We thus found ourselves out of balance with nature and we became egoists. This is because nature is altruistic and operates by altruistic laws. We thus became increasingly egoistic and separated from nature. In our era, globalization has revealed the great extent of our interconnectedness and interdependence, and the degree to which we hate each other. Today, we start seeing our shaky egoistic base as the base of our misfortunes. This is why we need to understand that there is no way out other than to invert our ego to bestowal, to altruism. This is the knowledge that I would like to pass on to people. It exists in the wisdom of Kabbalah, which discusses the fact that by means of the method called the wisdom of Kabbalah we can change our nature, and save ourselves from extermination and disasters that are increasing in our time. This is how we provide a good future for ourselves, our children and the world, and it is how we elevate our existence from the materialistic level to the spiritual, eternal and perfect level. Unless we do so, and do so quickly, then we will reach the same outcome by means of suffering. The global crisis will nevertheless obligate us to undergo our fateful transition from egoism to altruism. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Check everything. Question, you say that a person can come to the opening of the upper world only with the help of Kabbalah. And what about other methods that claim that they have achieved the opening of human consciousness? Answer, just like me, don't trust anyone. Why on earth should you trust me or anyone else? One will have a bigger beard, the other will speak more beautifully, the third will manipulate something else. You have to check everything. And first you need to make sure that you are checking correctly, that is, you need to calibrate your senses, your thoughts, your apparatus, with the help of which you carry out the test like any scientist. What else? Let's say you now start to trust someone. This is how your whole life will pass and in the end you will be convinced that you believed in the wrong thing. The next time you are in our world you will believe and follow another teaching with your eyes closed. Kabbalah says, no, first we need to check what we are actually using to make sure what is experienced, that we are forming it correctly and analyzing it correctly, and only after that should we correctly approach this system. When I came to Kabbalah as a budding scholar, this was the only way I felt about it. I didn't even imagine I could believe in something. In what? What I am told about the existence of God. I don't want to believe it. I want to know. Kabbalah is engaged in revealing knowledge for you. You comprehend the upper world, that is, an additional system that stands behind our world and controls it. You enter it and you begin to see it. It shows through this matter. You see how this matter works, how all its parts are interconnected. All methods only speak about it. And the Kabbalist sees it. He operates with it. Every person who asks about the meaning of life must go through it all himself. Nobody can do anything for him. And if he finds comfort in some other technique, then let him stay there. Kabbalah in no way pulls or agitates anyone. For many millennia, it was hidden because humanity did not need it, people did not have an urgent question about the meaning of life. But then humanity was not so interconnected with each other as it is now. From Cab TV's Close-Up Seekers. What to choose, $10 million or the meaning of life? Question, we are living through a difficult time, people have clearly matured, many are reconsidering their lives and thinking about the future. Against this background, sociologists asked a simple question, what would you prefer, to search for the meaning of life or to win $10 million in the lottery? 85% chose money. In the near future, we will open Kabbalah courses. What would you say to people? What will they find in these courses? The meaning of life or the equivalent of money, confidence in the present, the future, or something else? Answer. You understand our world is a small ball and we are flying on it, riding it like Munchausen, in Baron Munchausen's narrative of his marvelous travels and campaigns in Russia, on the core through airless space, dark space, dead space, which is absolutely not ready to revive us, support us, feed us, or water us. In this state, we exist only due to the fact that there are special conditions on this small piece of our universe. Moreover, no matter how many such conditions are searched for in the universe, they do not exist. This blue planet is special. And if we do not take care of it, then we will end our existence there. Therefore, I think the most important thing for us, is not money. The most important thing for us, is to protect our planet. But in order to protect it, we need to know the forces that exist that it depends on. and that is why this small living organism called Earth is a living organism. It is thanks to it that we exist, it must exist. Therefore, first of all we should think about it. When I hear that trillions of dollars are spent on weapons of mass destruction every year in the world, I feel very bad. Because today one strong, modern atomic bomb is enough for this globe to be carried in the wrong direction. Simply the wrong way. Its orbit shifts a little, something happens, and that's it. Life changes not because of some small pandemic we are experiencing, but because environmental conditions are changing so much that we suddenly cannot breathe, we cannot exist with such a level of radiation, and so on. This, I think, is the most important thing. We must, through the necessity of the sustainable development of the Earth and the conditions we exist in, first of all take care of the atmosphere, the environment we live in. Kabbalah speaks precisely about this, how we should properly take care of our future. Question: and you put this blue ball as the basis for everything? Answer: yes. It is blue because it still has a small oxygen pad on it. But there will be no oxygen cushion for it to lie on, then that will be it. It will turn red like Mars, or blue like Venus, or something else. He will turn red, turn blue, and that is it. Question: so what? Kabbalists are not ecologists, they do not say, let's save the ecology. Answer: no. But I am addressing people who just want to continue to exist, to live on this earth. That is why I say that instead of $10 million, you can do much more for your life, security, and development. Question: will they find the meaning of life in this? Answer: they will not find the meaning of life in anything unless they begin to properly delve into the science of Kabbalah. Then they will find not only the meaning of life, but a connection with the source of life. And through it, they will already find the meaning of everything that exists in general, the universe, the earth, themselves, everything that happens to them every minute, what has been, and what will be. They will find all this only if they begin to understand the world correctly. Question: do you think they will come to this in our Kabbalah courses? Answer: yes. They will not get this anywhere else. I think this is already provable and there is no need to try to find anything anywhere else. The science of Kabbalah in comparison with all other sciences, theories, philosophies, and so on puts forward such a practical methodology and invites everyone, regardless of gender or religion, to master it and rise above the question of the meaning of life, that is, to the source of life. And then absolutely all the questions that arise in a person become clear to him, even before he asks the question. I invite you to take courses. I believe that if a person in our time cannot answer these questions for himself, then he cannot properly equip himself. Question: what questions? Answer: the meaning of life. Why is this happening? How can I fix it all? Those are the most fundamental questions of existence. So we must master this science. It is not difficult. I'm not talking about being in it, starting to work in it, like a scientist in a laboratory, and so on. Number this is in the form, to the extent that a person can be the creator of his own destiny. Question: and you can become the creator of your own destiny? Answer: of course. Be a creator. Question: is it a great thing to become the creator of your own destiny? Answer: yes. We must. The Creator did everything, prepared, created, and gave us the opportunity to know, comprehend, change, and correct everything that is needed, and thus live in a world that we can make as comfortable as possible for ourselves. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, March 4, 2021.